Brandon's crazy. Happy New Year!
Hey!
We're back in the studio.
We are. It's been a while, man.
I think, yeah, we took 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All the episodes that we have uploaded have been old.
Yeah, super old.
Super in the back catalog.
So we're doing a fresh one. Fresh take.
Mmm. It's 2020, man.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
2020, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the significance of that is, but it's 2020.
That sounds, it's cool.
Dude, what's your vision for 2020?
It's perfect, Vig. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Any goals?
Maybe like, I try to think of a joke one, but I actually think I genuinely have one. It's just to start caring more about like my apartment. I don't care about it. I never cared about it the longest time. And now I don't know what happened. I just woke up and I went, whoa, this is my house.
Yeah.
Like people, I've invited people to my house. Like this is what they see. and I'm just embarrassed. Yeah. You've been there and it looks much nicer in the past like week.
Nice.
I got like a new couch, get new furniture.
Yeah. You have a nice place.
It just needs to be taken care of. I want to be 25.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not cute anymore. This is my apartment. Aw, shucks. It's filthy, but it's okay. But it's like, I'm 25. Uh-huh. I need to start being that way.
Nolan's not here today. We got Tyler.
Producer Tyler in the house.
Are you here on our podcast from here on?
From here on out, dude.
What?
As long as you'll have me, bro.
Whoa.
Saturdays.
Whoa.
I took over Saturdays for Nolan.
This isn't.
I know. The fans may be a little upset.
This is a Wednesday.
I took over Wednesdays, too, then.
Whoa.
Wait, so Nolan's gone?
Nolan's gone. Rest in peace.
What happened to him?
Whoa.
Wait,
our fans are
rehab.
You better be.
Is he really in rehab?
Yeah.
He actually is?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it.
No, he's not.
Oh, really, I was like, what?
For real, you're here?
For here.
Oh, shit.
I know
people like you.
Yeah, dude, I'm a pretty likable guy.
We might have to have you just never talk.
Yeah.
We'll see how the fans react to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is a change. This is a
definitely. I could probably
do
a little voice effect and just deep fake of Nolan.
Sure. Why don't we do this? So you just don't talk the whole time that we do this, and then we'll go like have our little discussions and go, what do you think, Nolan? And then we'll cut to a sound bite of an earlier episode of him going, oh, guys.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he would always say that.
Yeah, he would always say, oh, fellas.
Oh, guys.
Wow, so that means I'll never see Nolan again.
No.
Because we don't hang out outside this.
Wait, what? Oh, so he's just dead.
Yeah.
He's dead to us.
I'll see him at stand-up gigs for the next, you know, I don't know. He's good. I hope he quits. He's not good at stand-up. Just kidding.
Jesus.
Well, people listening, let us know how you feel about this. I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah, give a review on Tyler. No.
And how old? You're 25?
24.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What do you have
I'm the young replacement for Nolan.
Oh, so you're the youngest in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, so I get to be like, let me tell you how it is.
Yeah.
I get to. Okay, cool.
Wow. Well, so far the new year is off to a terrible,
terrible
start.
Jesus, we lost.
This decade sucks already.
God.
Oh, God damn it.
It's a lot to take in.
I mean, Nolan didn't even tell us.
Yeah, he didn't at all.
I'm suing.
Maybe Nolan didn't want to be around you guys, though.
Fuck, maybe you're right. Hmm. But anyways, well, there goes my first resolution, getting closer with Nolan.
Mm. Might as well just throw all the rest of them in the trash.
Yours, Brandon, is to be 25.
Mine is to just be to finally just be 25.
Well, I'm almost 36, and I went from living alone to having roommates, so that's degression.
Yeah, I hope I'm progressing a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because I don't have I have a lot of friends that have like assistants. I don't have one. So no, I need.
Are you hiring?
No, for how much are you willing to work for? How low are you willing to go? That's more of the question I'm asking.
You gotta have worse friends or like, failure friends.
Failure friends?
Yeah. Well, you got me.
Because currently I'm the failure friend out of everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Remember when I first mentioned the girl Amanda?
With
Chase O'Donnell was here, and I was like, this girl isn't responding to me.
Yeah.
I have since been dating her, and she listened to the podcast where I talked about her before I ever met her.
Oh, and now she's done.
No, but it weirded her out.
Sure it did.
Understandably.
Yeah.
And I mentioned at one point, it was like, she's not a model.
Oh, fuck.
But I meant it like, thank God. She listened to it during, like, kind of having a bad day at work. I
sure.
I heard that. But yeah. All is well. And I'm not, I'll only talk about her if, like, I'll say, like, yeah, my gal told me this. I won't be like,
my gal.
I'm crushing my gal's puss.
I mean, the last.
Still haven't done that.
On the Christmas podcast, you said you wanted to finger your mom or something. Oh, you're yeah. like, I want to finger the fuck out of you, mom.
Well, I just saw my mom.
Good. Hopefully you didn't finger her.
Yeah, did you?
I did. Shut up, dude. We hate you.
You're not allowed to talk yet, new fish.
Everybody hates you, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
See, I have all the power here, though, dude. I can mute your mic anytime I want.
That's
true. It's true. He's like God.
Appreciate you.
No one intentionally deleted an episode once.
Oh, yeah, he did. Power move.
Yep, power move. So, yeah, the last thing I'll say about my lady is we are official. Ooh.
How long have you been official?
A few days.
Oh, wow.
So I have a girlfriend, which means I'm going to stop hanging out with all my friends. Going to not do a comedy anymore. Just do whatever she wants.
Okay, cool.
And I'll just worry about my relationship with her.
How it might crumble at any moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I, with that, in doing that, I will ruin it.
Yep.
And then I'll reach back out to my friends.
And we won't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Because you abandon us.
No, JK, but we are official, and that's the last thing I'll ever speak of about this.
Oh, wow, you're being very respectful now. Is that one of your resolutions, being respectful towards women?
Yeah. I am a misogynist.
It's true.
But I do have some New Year's resolutions. One was to, I'm actually forgetting them right now.
I feel like you have them written down somewhere. Do you write out your resolutions? Is that like
something
that people do? Because I've always been okay.
People do that.
It's the New Year's resolution for everybody is just going to the gym more, right? Because I was at I was at the gym yesterday, and it was just packed full of people that are not going to be there in a week.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Packed full of fatties.
Okay.
Like
on.
Me. See? I made it about me.
Okay.
I made fun of myself. It's okay.
It's fine.
I want to wake up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have been waking up drastically earlier, just through being sober. Also, I want to drink again. I want to get back into that.
Are you being serious?
No. Because
I was like, hell yeah, man.
Welcome back, dude.
Back on the wagon.
I want to wake up earlier. If I can go to the gym, because I go to a 9 a.m. support group meeting 5 days a week. If I can go to the gym before that and not after, that'd be great. Mm. I got up at 6:30 this morning.
Jesus.
Got to the gym by 7:20. Ugh.
Yeah. You know what's so funny about L.A. at 6:30? Like, you'll wake up at 6:30 and you're like, oh, damn, the freeway is going to be completely clean, and they're just packed.
Yeah, well, the morning commute it's just always packed.
Nah, it's bullshit if you ask me.
Except for like 5 a.m.
And that's what grinds my gears with Brandon Kevin. The freeway is always packed. It's bullshit if you ask me.
If you ask me. No one asked. All right. Another New Year's resolution. Get back in touch. Well, this is kind of the same. Get back in touch with my physical side. I used to be a very physical person.
In bed?
I want to have sex with men.
Cool.
I want to explore the city more. Like we've talked about how we live in an amazing city.
And don't do anything?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I want to write an additional half hour of stand-up. That would be good. That'd be great, because I've been doing the same knock-knock jokes.
7 years.
One of my resolutions is to make life easier for you all around.
Thanks, man.
I will clean your apartment.
Really?
I'll be your maid.
Will you suck me off?
Yeah.
Cool. That'd make things easier.
I want to get more blowjobs this year. I want to. With that said, I want to cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I want to just linger at her apartment all day, every day.
Cool.
Always be seen on her couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know how you were saying you really hope that she didn't listen to that other podcast? I really hope she doesn't listen to this one.
Yeah. Well, this one's better because I'm not, like, talking about her. I'm obviously not going to
do any of these things.
Linger on her couch.
Mm. She doesn't know that. She'd be like, oh. Is he masking the truth with comedy? Who knows?
It could happen.
It could happen.
Because I have been super nice. Mm. But that's how I am in relationships.
Yeah.
A good guy.
That's good.
And that you can stand out pretty easily in L.A. Because from what I've heard, there's a lot of assholes
in
the dating world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What's the rudest guy you've dated? Jason?
Rudest guy I've dated would have to be Jason Statham.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
he's too in his own head and just like pompous asshole, if you ask me.
Instead of being like, I'll make you lunch, he'd be like, feed you. Wait, that's a terrible impression.
What was
feed
that?
Feed yourself. It's Jason Statham. It's not bad, is it? It's kind of bad.
It's not the worst. That's not what the sound he was making when he was fucking me in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
My also resolution is to be more vulgar than I was in 2019.
Nice.
So
that's good.
Yeah, I made a tweet like the other day that was just like, I want Paul Rudd to shit in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was a big deal, but I've had like three people in real life talk to me about that.
Huh.
And be like, what was the point of that? It's like there wasn't one. So, yeah. Already ruining relationships.
Another one of my resolutions is I would like to sell a show, TV show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. To who? Like
you.
Oh damn! Is this the meeting?
Yes.
Are we in the? Did we just?
Here's
walk
my
the
pitch.
Go ahead.
I can't think of anything.
It's all right, man. It's early.
What do you think?
Oh, it's great. Is it called I Can't Think of Anything?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Okay.
And it's just dead air, black screen.
Dude, that's brilliant. A show has never done that before where it's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience just like tunes in every week thinking maybe today there'll be something.
It's
and then every week it's nothing.
Up for interpretation.
Oh, shit.
I saw Uncut Gems.
Oh, I was going to talk to you about that.
I didn't really like it.
Nah. Damn shame.
Maybe because it just stressed me out so much. So much talking over, the characters talking over each other.
Yeah.
So much anger.
Yeah.
But, what'd you think?
I loved it.
It
was my second favorite movie of 2019. It was great.
Wow.
Oh, it was great.
So Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time is number one.
Really?
Uncut Gems is number two.
Why did you like it so much?
I loved what it did, what it was doing. I loved that it was creating all this like tension and anxiety through just like them talking over each other. Like that shouldn't be something that makes you feel on edge. It should almost make you feel annoyed. But I was
annoyed by it.
I was like tense by it. My head was starting to hurt by like how it was happening. And then, and I was like, oh fuck this movie. I don't like this. And then as it goes along, I'm like, oh, this is a choice. Like they're trying to make you feel kind of like Howard, like the main character. Mm-hmm. So I just thought the whole thing was just it was like on the brink of like a panic attack the whole movie.
Yeah.
And that's what it's trying to do.
Right.
And I've never seen it done that way and like so effectively. And I liked it, and Adam Sandler's good in it.
Yeah, it was super stressful. And I can't imagine being in Adam Sandler's position, his character.
Yeah.
I have trouble learning. Just trouble
learning. Yep.
No, but honestly, if someone was to explain how to play a board game to a group of people, and I'm in that group, I can't take it in.
Is your New Year's resolution to be smarterer?
I did just read a book.
I love the little
smarterer.
Yeah.
Just read a whole book.
Oh yeah,
Cat in the Hat.
A little over 300. I wish you were Nolan.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
Moose.
No, it's mouse.
I read the moose version.
Oh, well, that's okay, boomer. We read the we read the mouse version. If you give a mouse a cookie.
Tyler, can you
give a mouse a cookie?
Yeah, come on.
If you give a moose a muffin. Give a moose a muffin.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah, we did give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Wow.
What was another one? Like, I love you, mom, or something?
Is that the my baby you'll be?
Yes,
yeah,
that
yeah.
one. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, where the kid, like, grows up throughout the book and then the roles reverse.
Woo, that's a touching
one, yeah.
Mm.
I read that in the past few years. I think my nieces have it.
Oh, wow.
You
read a whole book.
Yeah, over Christmas break. Had a lot of downtime.
What's the book? What's the book?
Endurance by, I don't know, but a true story, a survival story. about a ship that set sail to the Antarctic. They're going to be the first. Ernest Shackleton, an explorer in 1914, was going to be the first person to cross the Antarctic on foot, the land. But in order to get there, he had to sail there.
Mm-hmm.
They got stuck in an ice floe, just stuck in ice. And then pressure from the ice destroyed the ship. And then they were stranded in the Antarctic Ocean on an ice floe, which is just like a big sheet of ice. And boy, did they endure quite a lot. Made me realize that I would have been so miserable. They're just in freezing temperatures, always wet. This book was bombed at first. And then the author, whose name I forget, he died, and the book became popular. Not because of his death, but...
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he never saw his book be successful.
Alfred Lansing.
Yeah? Was it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like this guy. Hey, we haven't done an update on your heart since you...
Oh, yeah. No, we haven't. I haven't had another episode, so I don't... I mean, I've been drinking, and I've been, like, drinking caffeine. I did the exact... My doctor was like, we need to put... like something on it. You said it, what it
a
was.
Stint, right?
Stint. I don't know what it is. It's like a heart monitor that they keep on you for 2 weeks, and they're like, "We need to put this on you," and then it's going to record your heart rate and then in your heart rhythm for 2 weeks, and then we're going to take the results and see if you need to like take medication. And then I just didn't do any of that.
But it's on your skin, or is it?
Like it's on my skin. It's not that they don't open me up, but I just didn't do any of that because I was just like,
"Fuck it."
So basically, everybody. I haven't died, unfortunately.
And I want to bring emails back to this pod. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Emails. So email us at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. Ask us for advice. Just tell us. No, I like advice.
Ask us for advice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And also let us know what you think about our stupid new producer, Tyler.
Sorry, Tyler. We got to break you in.
Dude, I'm... welcoming it.
All right, cool.
I accept the challenge, man.
You do have a good voice, better than Nolan.
Nice.
Nolan has a speech.
Yeah. I got the deeper voice.
Yeah, Nolan's
real deep.
Red hair.
Oh, good looking redhead, too, man. There's not many of us.
Yeah. You are good looking.
Appreciate you. See, that's one kind thing you said about me.
Oh, you're right. Fuck.
Yeah, but you had to squeeze that out of him.
Yeah.
Didn't just come out.
I baited it. I baited it.
You had to say it first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Email us. We want. Yeah, well, I want to do that again. Do you?
Yeah, I'll do that.
imsorrydadpod@gmail.com.
Oh, also, my New Year's resolution, last one,
yeah,
is 720p.
What the fuck is that? Oh. Mine's 2020.
Do you get it?
No. I just get to deduct my reviews.
My New Year's resolution is
720p. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Doesn't really make anyone do anything other than, oh, okay.
Oh.
It's not a...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Good joke.
Did you tweet that one?
I thought about it, but then I was like...
That would get some love.
I was like, I'm going to get that reaction in GIF form. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like, oh, yeah, well, okay.
What did you do for New Year's Eve / New Year's?
What did I do for New Year's Eve? Oh, I just went to Dave's house, and then
I saw that. I wasn't invited.
No, you weren't. I told them don't invite you.
I don't think they're even considering it.
Oh God, it's the first cry of the new year.
I want to be in David's vlogs.
Oh wow.
Year. Yeah.
Okay.
So hook it up, dude.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm the guy that can do that for you, for sure. I just did that, and then that was it.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I don't think I've gone to a New Year's party for like 2 years, so it was fun. It was a good time, you know. It was a good time.
Anything crazy happen?
Yeah, give us those crazy influencer stories, man.
Crazy influencer stories. Not really. I think somebody broke his the lights above his pool table.
Yeah,
and then like almost cut them like a major artery, but they didn't.
Oh wow!
And then that was it. But that was cleaned up very quickly.
Now, how many people there were recording videos
of all
doing,
this?
Of just influencers always recording shit, vlogging shit. Were people doing that there, or were they just having fun?
No, they were doing that. I mean, people were like IG storying
and
stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone does that now. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, what I did for the new year was I was alone.
No girl?
Wow, loser alert.
My lady was in Japan. She lives there.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You met her online?
Doing long distance?
Yeah.
You just send her money every month?
Yeah, she loves me. Yeah, I was alone. My sister, I was staying at my sister's. Her and her husband went to their friend's Patty, but I just didn't want to go. It was like kind of a small party with kids, too. Kids running around. Mm. They were there for 7 hours. I just didn't feel like going.
Sure.
So I read.
You read on New Year's?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you at least watch the ball drop?
Yep.
Okay.
My gal FaceTimed me, so I was on FaceTime with her as the ball dropped, so that was cute.
It's adorable.
She did it out of pity, and I appreciated it.
As she was getting blasted back in Japan.
She was getting
celebrating the new year over there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, man. I don't want to joke about your girlfriend cheating on you. I know that's a new relationship.
I know that's happening. And then I went to pick up my sister and her husband. I thought I was just going to pick them up. This was 12:15. But ended up going in. And boy, was everyone wasted. Mm. And I was completely sober. That was my first time being around like super wasted people while being sober. And
first time ever.
Pretty much. Since I was a kid. Not enjoyable. It's okay that they're wasted. I mean, good. That's fine. But just the conversations were tough.
Yeah. I mean, were they even conversations?
No, not really.
Yeah, they were just like kind of just like nonsense.
There was like two people who weren't wasted, but one guy who I had just met that night. Yeah, what was he talking to me about? Oh, he's talking to me about Post Malone. He's talking so loud. He's like, Post Malone, he's talented.
Yeah.
So I don't really want my daughters, like looking up to him. I was like,
those tattoos on his face.
Yeah, his tattoos aren't very good. Always tired under his eyes.
Yeah.
Damn. He lives a life. Cigarettes and beer.
Yeah.
Well, he's sponsored by Bud Light.
Is he?
Yeah.
One of my friends works in the music industry, and she told me that his pre-show thing is just beer pong, and he goes right on stage. No vocal warm-ups.
Oh, wow.
Beer pong,
but his voice sounds raspy, like he needs that in order to make it raspy, like with the cigarettes and the beer.
Dude, he's just the man. He was voted most likely to be famous in high school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably just always charismatic.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
You big Post Malone fan?
I'm a big Post Malone.
Nice.
I don't listen to his music too much, man, but I dig his whole vibe. Apparently, he's a super nice guy, too, man.
Seems like it.
He's remained exactly the same after all the fame and stuff.
That's cool.
Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
We got to get him on this pod. Post, if you're listening.
He's listening. Have you heard about the whole draft thing, the World War III thing?
Oh, yeah. We bombed Iran. Crooked Hillary's going to start a war. She's war hungry. And then he bombs Iran.
Hmm. Bombed a general. He's like a general or something for
vice president or equal to vice president. Hopefully we don't go to war. I mean, I guess we are at war.
I know. We've been in perpetual war.
Yeah.
Never ending.
But March 14th, I'll be too old to be drafted at least.
Well, it says here it only goes to 26.
What? 26?
All men 18 years old and older had to register. Blah, blah, all men between the ages of 18 to 26.
Really? I thought it was 36. I googled 36.
Wait, what? To register or to be drafted?
Register to draft.
Oh, got it. But
18
isn't
to 26.
I don't know. I hope it's 36.
Wait, so that doesn't make any sense. 18 to 36, to 26. In World War I, people were like 40 fighting, weren't they?
Yeah, but I think they needed more now. Now we have so many volunteers that reduced the requirements. Yeah.
Oh.
What's crazy is how they do the draft. It's like a lottery, like a Powerball drawing.
Yeah.
It's the same system.
You win.
Yeah.
You're going to war. Yeah.
Why did I think it was 36? Draft age.
Well, I think
limit.
It used to be.
Oh, damn, yeah. Fuck, man.
It sucks.
Well, hopefully you get drafted.
I only have a year left. Hopefully we don't go to war within a year. Because if we do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn 26. Oh, no, I'd have to be 27.
If you got drafted right now, would you go? Or would you be a draft dodger? I think it'd be kind of fun, be a little fugitive on the run.
I think so, but then you're just known as, like, I would feel like a coward. I'd feel like a coward, my you know what I mean, like, just ran away from the draft.
You'd never be able to run for a political office if that's something you're considering.
Oh, yeah, man, I was really considering running for Secretary of State.
That would suck.
When I'm fucking 35.
And you wouldn't be able to post a TikTok anymore.
No, I wouldn't, because I'd have to form.
Oh, you still could. Undisclosed location?
Yeah. Still making TikToks.
You couldn't really have fun.
In Guadalajara, I'm making TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be good, but the heart, they wouldn't take you.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they wouldn't take you.
Cool.
You're
cool,
good.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So I'll be
if
like,
if you
guys,
have any sort of heart defects, they're
no
go.
I have a weak heart. I can't go.
I have asthma, and I'm allergic to shellfish. They're like, sorry,
I don't
son,
think there's shellfish over
we
in
only serve
the Middle
lobster.
East.
No way you're going.
So, you know, hopefully we don't go to war, or we already are, have been. And but if we do, I hope Brandon gets drafted.
Oh, that's a nice thing to put out in the universe.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that, hey, if I went to war, I'd be a good soldier.
Fuck yeah.
I would be a good fucking soldier. If I was like, I'm going to war, I'd be like, well, I'm going to die.
First thing I'd do is get sleeve tats.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
Yeah,
nice American flag or
yeah,
some shit
yeah,
on
totally,
the bicep.
Totally. I'd get the not always tired under my thing, but I get like, you know, always ready for battle.
Grow a thick, you know what I mean? Thick
yeah,
beard,
thick
two
beard.
Sunglasses,
yeah, like,
sleeves.
What's that guy from Metal Gear Solid? Snake? You know Snake from Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to look like him. Just giant beard. Yeah, eye patch, bandana.
What are you Gen Z's talking about right now? Metal Gear Solid? But my niece, 13 years old, I think that's Gen Z.
Yeah, she's Gen Z.
She's turned into a real brat. Tweenhood, bruh.
Well, yeah, she's a fucking 13. She's going
to
do that.
Yeah. Not all 13-year-old girls. Yeah, she's rude to her mom.
Yeah.
Nicer to her dad. Kind of rude to everyone.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold with me.
She on her phone a lot.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Constantly on the phone.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Boys go through a bratty stage, but it's like internal, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Where they like they
yeah,
get all
absolutely.
Angsty and like Holden Caulfield-y and
masturbating.
Yeah, they want more privacy, just in their room jerking off. Absolutely.
Yeah, that angst.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Well, you should. Hopefully, she gets drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I have a. It's funny. I have two nieces. It's that I didn't have sisters growing up.
Yeah.
It was all male energy when I was growing up, and then now it's all female because all of their kids are girls.
I have three sisters, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nieces, 2 nephews.
Damn.
Daniel.
What about you, Tyler?
I have one brother. He's a half brother.
Mm.
Dad had a second child after my parents got divorced.
Mm.
He is 17. My parents divorced when I was 4 and have not remarried.
So young as fuck.
17. Which makes me not really want to get married when I'm older.
Yeah, me neither.
You know? Like, my parents have both been happy. They've had relationships and whatnot. We'll see.
Parent-child of the divorce.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Most of us are.
Do you see Marriage Story?
Dude, I have not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, but I don't know, dude. I feel like it's going to... Because they got divorced when I was 4.
Yeah.
It was not... Whenever I say that my parents are divorced, people, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But I was so young. To me, divorce isn't a sad thing. It's two people who... weren't meant to be, and then they split up. So I feel like it's just going to over-dramatize
divorce. Is it about divorce?
Yeah, it's like this divorce couple. Like
ironic, huh? Because it's called Marriage Story.
Fighting or kind of trying to figure out their life with their child after.
Yeah, it's just about a divorce with a kid.
I know it's good. I just feel like it's going to be a little sob story. Too much for me.
Did you see it?
Yeah, this is good. I liked it.
And I'm not a big Adam Driver fan.
I love him. He's great.
Everyone does, dude.
I love him.
I think Star Wars just ruined it for me.
He's the best part about those movies, what?
Wow. Uh-oh. Conflict. Tension.
Yeah, I think we're going to get Nolan back in here.
Did you cry?
Almost. Almost cried. And there's one scene it's the scene. You've already seen that scene. The meme, with, I mean, it sucks that it's like, God, dude. I remember seeing that scene cut for Twitter, just that scene, like 2 minutes. And they're just like, someone said like, wow, this is so powerful. And then somebody subtweeted that or quote tweeted it. And they said, this is like every acting class that you'll ever go to. This exact scene is what you'll do in every acting class in LA. And I kind of laughed, but I was also like, and then everybody started to reply to it going like, wow, this is shit. This is such bad acting. Like, this is
really?
So, yeah, this is so over the top and unrealistic. But the people don't realize is that you have an hour and a half building up to that scene. It's not like a random scene.
Yeah.
Like, the whole movie is about them not fighting. They don't fight the whole movie. Like, they don't. They're very cordial with each other. And and they're quiet. It's a lot of just, like, silent. You can see in their expression that they're dying inside, but they're not showing it. They're not saying it. And then that scene happens. And then it's just this explosion. And then it, when you watch the movie, it works. But then if you take fucking any scene out of any movie out of context, it's stupid.
You know
what I mean? But whatever. I just got pissed because, like, everyone's like, awful acting.
You ever see Boyhood?
Yeah.
No.
See, Boyhood's a great one. It's like similar thing, two parents divorced, but it's filmed over the course of the kid's life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like they took like 25 years to film this movie.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke.
That made me cry.
Oh, it did?
Because that was like my life seeing on screen. That was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
So that's a good divorce movie.
I recently watched Parasite.
Great.
I didn't see it.
Best movie of the year.
That was great.
I didn't see it.
It's fucking good.
Yep. Most original movie I think I've ever seen.
That's my review. It reminded me of something.
Don't tell me anything
about
it.
I just saw another movie called I See You. I rented it. It's about frogging. You ever heard of that? P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G.
What is frogging?
It's this cultural movement where you pretty much break into somebody's house and live in it without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really disrupt them unless sometimes you take their food if it means your survival.
Oh, it's like homeless people living in attics and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mm. But not... I think like young people do it who aren't necessarily homeless.
Mm.
The movie I See You had involved frogging, and it reminded me of Parasite.
Don't tell me anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Asshole. God, now I'm going to think that there's something wrong. Now, God, you ruined the whole thing.
Watch Parasite and then tell me that you still like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood better.
I probably will.
Oh, he will.
I will.
He's passionate about
it. Yeah, man.
And I love him. Big QT fan, but dude, Parasite's amazing.
Did you hear... So Brad and Leo on Mark Maron's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And Brad said that he watched Mark's TV show, Maron, three times.
Oh, that means he watched you.
Brad Pitt watched
me. Nice,
dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I bet.
I didn't even think about that.
I bet he thought, wow, whoever that is, I'm not going to look him up. But, man, he's talented.
He probably watched the show three times because of you, because he was trying to build up to that episode.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Brad Pitt watched me act, bro.
Dude,
watched me
not...
at work.
Fuck, that's. Hey, I'm not even gonna joke. That's cool.
He learned acting.
Really cool.
He learned a little bit of acting from you, dude.
Maybe he was inspired for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by you.
Maybe. I think you might be right.
The characters are completely 100% different. Like, you know, he's like a Zen, the dude type character, and you're a social media influencer. That's very
Yep.
Is that what you are, dude?
That's what he was. All I know is that
Maron is no longer on Netflix, so nobody can see it.
Oh,
gotta buy it on iTunes.
No one's gonna do that.
Season 3, episode 6 or 7, Mark's niece. Check it out. I got a big role. Brad Pitt liked it.
He specifically pointed out that episode.
I was listening to that, and part of me was like, I hope he mentions that episode.
At the Golden Globes,
I had
during
hope
his speech,
I had hope that maybe he'd be like, my favorite episode was this.
God, dude. That guy.
That bearded
Irishman. What was that guy's name?
Mark would have been like, I know, I forget. All right.
Wait, hold on. What are your predictions for the new decade? Give me that before you go.
Another 4 years of Trump.
Mm.
Then we'll go Democrat. I think... advancements in virtual reality.
Yep.
VR. And that's it.
Oh, cool.
What about you, buddy?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know.
I don't know. Hopefully we're not all dead by the end of the decade. That's all I hope for. I just hope nobody dies. Well, people are going to die.
Yeah, people are going to die.
People will die.
Today.
But people, someone just died right now. But
And now. I think we're going to find alien life.
Yeah?
No, we're not.
That'd be cool.
Dude, they keep teasing out alien shit on the news.
We've already found aliens. They just don't
I
tell
gotta
us.
Exactly.
They
so they're starting to
Sure.
Itch it to us.
I have to leave.
We're trying to talk about aliens, you fuck.
Oh, I'm going to therapy to talk about me.
You just did talk about you. This is your therapy.
Tell your therapist that you were a little rude to your new producer.
Yeah.
See what they say about that.
Say that you're not just rude to women and are a misogynist. Like, you're also a men and what is that we called?
Meninist?
What's to be there sexist against men.
There is no word for it. I like that you said they about my therapist. You didn't assume their gender.
Yeah, of course.
It's a woman.
Good.
It's a bitch. All right, I gotta go. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad, but...
Oof.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oof.